This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So kicking off tonight in Bosnia and Herzegovina, we don't get a lot of queer stories out of there, so it's great to see some. And it's starting to be a positive story. The government of the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina is taking the very first steps to bring partnership rights for same-sex couples. It's a fairly conservative country and it's being very fiercely debated there. The government has set up an interdepartmental working group to look at partnership rights, and the chair of the group is holding its first meeting now. The group will meet with local civil society groups to discuss issues for same-sex couples, and after that they'll then draft legislation. So it's a really good news. Bosnia, though, from a survey, look, the survey that is used in Europe by ILGA around, you know, LGBT rights, they rank 23rd out of 49. You wouldn't call them leaders or progressives in Europe. So this is quite a positive, bold step from the government, I think.
So when, do they have any indication of when it might happen, or is it just...
You would say this is early days. So okay. I think it's a baby step. But it shows that they're talking about the issues. So they'll still have to get through the process of drafting a law and then get the law into the parliament. And, you know, there's many steps, but if anything, for a country that's not seen as progressive, to set up a group to work with the community about what partnership rights might look like in the future, that's a nice step forward. Look, the other thing is the Balkans region, you know, Montenegro, Serbia, Croatia, they're the neighbouring countries and they do have marriage equality. So there is a bit of pressure on to, catch up.
In Ukraine, so, you know, obviously since the beginning of the pandemic, the virus has been slated as being divine retribution for same-sex activity. There's been quite a lot of hatred, discrimination from the beginning, and an LGBT group had enough in Ukraine and had decided to sue the most prominent religious figure over some comments where they're blaming the spread of coronavirus on same-sex marriage. And so it's obviously quite a big case in an ex-Soviet nation. And the LGBT IQ rights in Ukraine are not the best, and the same-sex union is not legally recognized. There's quite a lot of widespread homophobia, so I think for a group to do that, it's quite significant. So they're taking on Orthodox Patriarch Filaret, which is apparently the most prominent Orthodox, a religious Orthodox.
I think this is a really strong message. It says two things, that the LGBT community is not going to be bullied. So it's about sort of setting a bit of a mark when these ultra-conservatives clearly overstep the line. There's absolutely no basis to this and he's just putting out lies. But the other thing it does, it takes it into a court environment. In court, you've got to argue facts. The courts aren't interested in what you believe and, you know, they will be talking about, well, have you defame somebody? Have you made something, said that something that is factual? And if you haven't, then you're on the wrong side of the law. So I think this is a really smart step to take it out of the public environment in a conservative country where it might be hard to get the facts across and put it in a court where you can get those facts across. Of course, the flip side is the church will probably use this as a rallying cry against the LGBTI community that, you know, they're coming after us, they're after something, you know. So a word of caution for the community there.
Well, my story is a little bit more grassroots. It's from Openly, which is the Thomson Reuters Foundation LGBTQ news service, which I'm always plugging, and I think they do a wonderful job. This is about in San Francisco. San Francisco, which was the epicenter of HIV/AIDS in the 1980s and 90s. And one of the responses from the LGBT community there was the development or the memorialization of people who had died of AIDS with quilts, which were sewn and would tell their life story within those quilts. And this went global as well. There was a quilt program in New South Wales and one in Victoria as well, for example. And some of those people who were involved back in the day in building those quilts have now actually turned their community focus to say, we need to deal with one of the key shortages in the United States, which is the lack of personal protective equipment, PPE. You'd be familiar with those.
This is masks and
yes. So there's a crying shortage of this material for people who are at risk. And people who were involved in putting together those quilts in San Francisco back in the day are now using their same sewing skills to, they've made over 400 masks so far for the Bay Area Community Services, which is a health service which deals with homeless and vulnerable people in the San Francisco area. And so it's trying to protect those. And we know that homeless people, that people on the streets, just are getting falling down the cracks at the moment, to be honest, in what's happening here. So I really love that this is a community-generated story that people are trying to do some good, and they also, we all want something meaningful to contribute at the present time. So I'm loving the story. There's a little quote just from someone who was involved in, their name is Gert McMullen, and they've been sewing as a volunteer since 1987, and they're described as a gay rights activist. And they say, you can't just sit idly by during this crisis. And I think that's true. You've got to do something. You might be sewing.
Isn't this the absolute epitome of resilience too? It's about renewal, resilience, fighting back. It's a really strong message, I think, to have people who have got through the other side of a pandemic, an epidemic, and they're now taking that learning and sharing it with others and benefiting the local community.
Yes, and unfortunately, you know, we thought we would never go through this experience again, but I think some of that learning, people have been through that level of crisis and anxiety, they sort of know what to do, and they sort of know that community comes first, and communities, things like Joy 94.9.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.